This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Jonathan Kaplan, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of BuildMyBod.com, a website that lets consumers search for plastic surgery pricing information and local doctors. Certainly a need in the market. Dr. Kaplan, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, happy that you joined us today. So tell us a little bit about your company called Build My Bod.
Yes. So as you mentioned, I am a plastic surgeon. What I noticed in the first couple of years of my practice was that patients were always calling, asking about pricing information, and it's very difficult for the person at the front desk to give them a succinct list of pricing, you know, because there's so many things that go into pricing, you know, surgeon's fees, OR fees, you know, whether implants are involved, and sometimes pricing depends on how long the operation is going to take. And so it's just a lot of different pricing variables that the person at the front desk doesn't always know. And so I was thinking, well, there must be a place where people can go on the internet to find good pricing information. And when I went to the internet, found this is about 2.5-3 years ago, I noticed there really was not a good place for people to find out pricing from specific board-certified plastic surgeons. And so that's when I decided I needed, if there was a problem and there was no solution, that I needed to find a solution. And so now I have Build My Bod, which is a website and iPhone app that allows consumers to find one of our 81 board-certified plastic surgeons throughout the country that provide specific pricing on procedures they offer. So the consumer can go online to buildmybod.com or go to the app, and it will, the page will automatically auto-populate with plastic surgeons in their area that have provided their pricing information on buildmybod.com, and then they just click on the plastic surgeon they're interested in talking to or learning about pricing from, and they may have heard of surgeon through word of mouth and whatnot, and then they click on the different procedures that plastic surgeon offers, and then to get the pricing information, they enter their name, email address, and phone number, and then they can get all the breakdown of all the pricing that goes into those procedures, and the doctor also gets an email from that patient automatically letting them know that they're interested in those procedures, and then you can start the conversation. The office can call and follow up that patient. So it works very streamlined and helps to connect the consumer with the doctor, and that way the patient now has a ballpark idea of how much things cost before they go in for the consultation.
Why do you feel that all this is important for the consumer?
The truth is, you know, if you think about when you're going to look at a house, you want to know how much the house is before. You're not going to go look at a $2 million house if that's something that's out of your price range. If you're going to buy a car, you want to know how much the car is before you go. And I don't think plastic surgery or cosmetic plastic surgery is any different, because those are all out-of-pocket costs. And, you know, plastic surgery can cost several thousands of dollars. And why would you go spend 30, 45 minutes in a consultation having no idea how much it's going to cost? I mean, like, you get to the end of the conversation and like there's sticker shock, and you've just spent all that time, you've divulged your deepest insecurities about what you're concerned about with your body, and then you get to the end and realize, wow, that was all for nothing. I can't afford that. So it's really important for the consumer just to have that information ahead of time. Just, I mean, you know, what other kind of, you know, realm do you go in to buy something without knowing how much it is first? And just from a statistical standpoint, I mean, of all the Google searches that occur, all of them that occur within the plastic surgery space, 10% of them are specifically about finding out how much things cost or the price of procedures for plastic surgery. So this is definitely something that consumers are worried about, that they're wondering about. And finally, for the first time, they can actually find out the pricing information from a site that they could not before. So the people out there, they want the information, and we're providing it.
From your best estimation, who searches typically for plastic surgery information?
About 60% of U.S. adults are using the internet to find medical information, just medical information in general. And I would say of the people that are the 32% of consumers that always go online first to help them choose a healthcare provider before going in, and so they specifically go, they look to the internet for that information. So we've got a big part of the U.S. population that are going and looking for this. And I would say, you know, as far as Build My Bod users, about 90% of them are women and 10% are men. And the segment of men is growing every day. There's more and more men that are realizing that plastic surgery is something that they will now consider, that I guess society has said that had deemed it okay for men to look at and consider plastic surgery. And so that's a growing segment of our users is men.
Today we are with Dr. Jonathan Kaplan, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of BuildMyBod.com, a website that lets consumers search for plastic surgery pricing information and local doctors here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Kaplan, tell us about the physicians on BuildMyBod.com. What are their qualifications?
Sure. So we have everybody that is on the BuildMyBod.com website. They're all board-certified plastic surgeons. So we have a database of about 5,000 plastic surgeons already that all have accounts on BuildMyBod. Now, they have an account, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they've activated it or they've entered their pricing information. So as I mentioned, we have 81 plastic surgeons that have gone to the effort of putting in all their pricing information and OR fees and things of that nature. But if somebody does email me asking to be on BuildMyBod.com, we do go through a vetting process to make sure that they are members of either the American Board of Plastic Surgery or the American Society of Plastic Surgery or the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. So a lot of names, a lot of organizations there, but we do our vetting process. And this is an international website. We just had some new doctors from Australia come on, Dr. Howard Webster in Australia. Is now a BuildMyBod subscriber. We have doctors throughout the United States and all the major centers around the United States. And as I mentioned, it's 81 plastic surgeons just in the United States alone. And so if you are a consumer looking for a plastic surgeon, chances are you will find somebody very close to you that is on BuildMyBod providing pricing information. But again, all the doctors on there are board certified plastic surgeons. And so we've kind of kept the standard as high as possible. That way we know what their credentials are. We know the training they've gone through, and we don't have to be worried about the competence of the doctors that are on our website.
And I understand also there is a BuildMyBod app as well. Tell us about that if you would.
Sure. So the app, that's obviously something people were very interested in, and that's actually how we started out was an app for BuildMyBod, and that allows the consumer to go on their phone and download the app, and it automatically shows you the plastic surgeons in your area. You choose a doctor, choose the procedures, and submit a wish list, and you get the pricing information right there on your phone. And then after you submitted that pricing information on your phone, you can actually click a button to call that doctor's office directly to set up your consultation if that price is within your budget. So we make it very streamlined, very easy for the patient on the app. Now on the website, since we have a little bit more real estate on the screen, after they submit their wish list and get a list of all the pricing information, they can also even apply for care credit, which allows them to get credit. Pre-approved for credit for whatever that price is of how much that procedure is going to cost. So what's nice about it for the plastic surgeon is before they would have a patient coming in that had no idea how much the procedures cost and potentially, spending a lot of time on a patient that wasn't able to pay for it. Now you've got a patient that, one, knows that they can afford it because they came in for the consultation after seeing the cost. And they may already be pre-approved for a line of credit to have the proceed for a much more streamlined, efficient process for the doctor and for the patient, of course.
And you also write a blog as well. What are some of the typical topics our listeners would find of interest, and how do they subscribe to the blog?
So it's buildmybod.com/blog, and you'll see most of our topics. And just to clarify, we have all of our categories listed on the right-hand side of the page, like many blogs, where the consumer can find a different topic and it'll bring up several blog posts in relation to that topic. But what I talk about a lot is different aspects of plastic surgery, different cosmetic procedures, educating people on things as simple as that if you get a facelift, you typically would get a neck lift already included. But if you just want a neck lift, you can get that without a facelift. Helping them with some of the jargon associated with plastic surgery, teaching them about different types of chemical peels, but then also discuss a lot about medical economics, how we can, how price transparency can improve healthcare. So we talk, so as you can imagine with BuildMyBod that provides pricing information, price transparency is a big topic. Medical economics is a big topic on the blog. And we discussed things, you know, about the new healthcare overhaul, and I think I take a very even approach to that. It's not, you know, anti-healthcare law. It's not necessarily pro-healthcare law. It's middle of the road, kind of talking about the pros and cons of it. I could definitely appreciate, you know, the improved accessibility to healthcare. So I definitely don't think people would look at it as a conservative versus a liberal blog. It's very even keeled, and I think mostly it's just there to provide information about plastic surgery, medical economics, and price transparency in general. So I think people would really enjoy it. The on the in the bottom right hand corner, there's a place to subscribe, and you can get a weekly digest in addition to the fact that I blog about three times per week.
Very good. And finally, is there a health tip about buildmybod.com you would like to share with the listeners?
So what I don't want people to use BuildMyBod for is just to pick a plastic surgeon based on price. That's not, even though it is, does provide pricing, that's not what we want. What we really want is for you to, you know, hear from a friend that you like build, that you like a particular doctor, or that you found, like if you use a site such as Real Patient Ratings, realpatientratings.com, they provide reviews on doctors. So if you look at those types of sites and you find out something nice about a doctor, you like them, then we want you to take that information of that doctor, then go to BuildMyBod and find out pricing information. That way you're really choosing the doctor first, primarily about whether they have a good reputation, whether they've done nice work for your friends, and then you can take that information and find out how much different procedures cost so that you know what you're getting yourself into before you go in, so that you don't experience sticker shock once you have your consultation. So first and foremost, find a doctor that's board certified, that has a good reputation, that's done good work for your friends, and then check out the pricing on buildmybod.com.
We've been speaking with Dr. Jonathan Kaplan, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of buildmybod.com, a website that lets consumers search for plastic surgery pricing information and local doctors. And once again, the website of reference is simply buildmybod.com. Dr. Kaplan, thanks so much for the information and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed it.
You bet. Come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.